Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Good morning. It is 11 minutes away from 11 with Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC, and Hammer joins us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, and I hope everybody's having a better morning than the dude I just shared an elevator with.
I love this story because there are some really interesting characters. Like, there's so many things going on in this building now. There's a bank. Mm-hmm. There's some sort of construction project. There's obviously... let's face it, we don't know even most of the people that work in our company because there's two floors.
Or even the station.
There was somebody on 7. Did you know that they cut us off getting up to 7 now? Mm-hmm. There was some lady got in the elevator with me today, and very nice. I said, what floor are you going to? And she said 7. And 7 is where the big, you know, higher
up. Jeff Smolian's office
right.
is up on 7.
And the whole time I worked here, you know, you go up there and go.
Not anymore.
And I hit 7, and it didn't work. They've cut us off. Like, they don't want us anywhere near the... MS people now, I guess they've just totally just separated. Anyway, you do meet some wacky people on the elevator sometimes.
So I park in the garage that's attached to our building, right? And I ride the elevator up to the fourth floor where we are. And I get in, and then the elevator stops at another floor. And one of those construction guys with, like, the neon vest yep. and the yellow hard hat, he comes on the elevator. He's bringing a big cart with him.
We have no idea what they're doing. These guys have been constructing something for a very long time, but we have no idea. This could be like a Die Hard plot or something. We have no idea what these guys are actually doing.
So anyway, you know, I'm just making small talk. Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Right.
And then he looks at me and he says, I just got hit with a bat. It had a big fang sticking out. A bat flew into me and hit me, and then I smacked it down and stomped it.
Wow.
Reminds me of that clip of Mike Tyson going, I broke my back.
Right.
Spinal.
Like, and I don't know what to say at this point because that's the most awkward small talk I've ever had. So he says, bat with the fangs. I smacked it and I stomped it, to which now my floor is coming up. All right, man.
Well, have a good day.
Have a good one, buddy. Hope it gets better.
I love the phrase bat with the fang because it reminds me of boots with the
fur. With the
apple bottom jeans, bats with the fangs.
Good luck with your Monday. Wow.
I mean, he was a hell of a nice guy.
He was probably a little startled himself.
And I guess if I had been attacked with said bat with the fangs, I'd probably want to tell somebody too.
Right.
That's just like the most odd small talk I think I've ever had.
And I think it's that, you know, it wasn't like he just was so insistent with the fang. Like, mm-hmm. you wouldn't know that a bat had a fang.
Well, he wanted to make sure you weren't thinking a baseball bat, because that's a totally
that's
different
a good point.
Attack.
It is downtown Indy.
Hey, you went to the Pacer game Friday.
I did. And I ran into Kev walking out.
Oh, I bet the women were just, oh my, the two of you together. Oh,
nothing
my
but trouble.
Wrestling
that's
fans, imagine like in their prime, Marty Jannetty and Shawn Michaels.
Oh my goodness.
Walking out of the ring
together.
That's
right.
But man, and Kev can back me up here. The Fieldhouse had some juice this weekend, man.
Oh, yeah.
That place was rowdy. It was rocking. Two wins, and now they got to get the hard one.
Yeah.
Right? The closeout game mm-hmm. is always the hardest, and they're going back to Milwaukee tomorrow for game 5.
It must have been super exciting. The overtime, everything.
Oh, man. Like, and it... In the past are the games that the Pacers would lose. You've got a guy in Middleton who hits two ridiculous three-pointers to, you know, force overtime and what seemingly looked like forced second overtime. And then Halliburton hits a game winner.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday, Miles Turner just, he's playing his best basketball as a Pacer. Crowd was chanting his name. Even if you're not a Pacer fan, what's cool about what's happening now is that it just, it's something positive for downtown.
Yep.
Seeing like Coach's Tavern and the Tin Roof and the pub, they've all got people in there, and it's
like the old days.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're one win away from having some Pacers and Racers action again.
Here is the thing about the NBA that does bother me a little bit, and maybe this has always been happening, and we're just in the internet age where it's being, you know, sort of amplified. Everybody knows they let these guys get away with murder during the regular season, but there appear to be some pretty blatant traveling calls that are in the middle of the game with people obviously handling the ball like in the middle of the floor, that they are just, even Walter Payton, if he were still with us, or Barry Sanders, are like, that's a lot of foot movement going on, and they're just not getting called.
Do you want more calls? Do you want more refs? Because that's like saying I want more government.
I want the rules. I want that you can't run with
the
basketball.
You're such a rule follower.
Like Jim Brown should not be playing in the National Basketball
Association.
Big
government Rob over here. Wants the officials to be more of a story than they already are.
Nine steps just seems like a lot for me. I'm willing to, suspension of belief. I'm willing to do it sort of. But when it's six, seven steps, guys are running, they're stiff arming, they're giving the Heisman Trophy pose. I think it's a little much.
You don't want the officials to be the story, because we've talked about this before. When you go to a baseball game and you start noticing who the umpire is, there's a problem. Because if you notice who the umpire is, he probably sucks.
But the rules are the rules, right? You can't run with the basketball. Halliburton was blatantly running with the basketball. Now, it worked in our favor. But all these games, there's these clips of these guys. It's like
is it called fair on both sides?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how would you call that? How do you know?
Okay, so you're saying Halliburton runs with the basketball. Do you think it's made up by somebody just farting around Dame Lillard and putting him on the free throw line?
Well,
because
saying,
that happens too.
Why don't we just enforce all the rules? It's like the border. We don't need new border regulations. If we just enforce the damn border rules, everything would be fine. Same thing with the NBA. Just enforce the rules for everyone.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the TV numbers when the referees call every single touch foul. It's like you're wanting an NFL referee to call holding on every single play. It's there every play. They're not going to call it every single play. Tell me you don't know anything about sports without saying it, Rob.
Holding inside the shoulder pads is not the same as the guy with the basketball in the middle of the floor running, sprinting, Usain bolting with the basketball.
It could be.
It's not the same thing.
Absolutely it is.
God, I hate you.
You hate me because I'm right.
It's coming up this afternoon.
Today is Monday Gun Day. Guy Relford will join us. We'll have the biggest stories of the day. And we're going to have a good time. We got some Grand Prix tickets to give away.
I like that shirt. It's a Bush Light.
Bush Light t-shirt.
You get some nice t-shirts.
Thank you.
Thanks, Hammer. You're listening to Kendall and Casey. It's 93 WIBC. No more, Mr. Clean. No more, Mr. Nice Guy. He said, you're sick, you're a sick. No more, Mr. Nice Guy. No more, Mr. Clean.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.